In a 1997 survey of a random sample of the American public, 68% of the respondents overall and 72% of the non-college graduates surveyed expressed concern about the exporting of jobs overseas by American companies. Reflecting on the situation in 1997, the economist Krugman argued that workers in the United States feel that they cannot rely on weak unions to bargain effectively for higher wages. And if they lose their jobs, they feel compelled to take other employment soon on whatever terms they can get. Quote, with such a nervous and timid workforce, states Krugman, quote, the economy can gallop along for a while without setting in motion a wage price spiral. And so we're left with a paradox. We have more or less full employment only because individual workers do not feel secure in their jobs. The secret of our success is not productivity, but anxiety, unquote. Now, in retrospect, this argument may have been overstated, especially given the rapid increase in productivity growth in the late 1990s and its dampening effect on inflation. But Krugman's line of reasoning does provide a clear example of how pressures to confront policy-relevant matters are forcing social scientists to address complex issues with explanations that integrate perspectives from different disciplines. This type of pressure contributes to the erosion of rigid disciplinary boundaries. But I believe that the pressures to confront policy-relevant issues will not only contribute to the integration of the social sciences in the long run, it will also increase policy-relevant research within the various disciplines. Moreover, I boldly predict that the social science disciplines that most rapidly and widely respond to these pressures will attract the largest share of public and private foundation resources for research and institutional expansion. But we shall see.